Hope Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
And this is Rhett. How are you? I'm talking with Mary Calero, C-A-L-E-R-O, originally from Puerto Rico. Gloria, Señor Jesus.
See? Amen.
Amen. I used to have some Puerto Rican friends in upstate New York, and we were all being in a circle. I think they were Catholics, but we'd all be in a circle praying to the Lord, and she'd always be, what was her name, Olga, she'd always be going, Gloria, 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 Señor Jesus, Gloria, Señor Jesus, which is good, because anytime I meet someone who speaks Spanish, then I go, Gloria, Señor Jesus, and they go, oh,
hallelujah,
si, Señor,
yes,
bueno, bueno.
Señor.
So anyway, I can say, buenas noches, buenos días, buenos estados. Ah, some nice hot coffee. Tastes good. Mary, you are a prayer warrior.
Yes, sir, I am.
How long have you known the Lord intimately, closely?
I came to the Lord in 2004 through the movie The Passion of the Christ.
Oh, you did. So tell me how that's, of course, very, wow, it's a very, what's the word, realistic movie. People don't realize that the Bible says, but after they beat him, he was not recognizable as a human being. So tell me what happened. You went to see The Passion of Christ.
Well, I was in North Platte, Nebraska, like in the middle of nowhere. And a lady from Shanghai, China, she invited me to go to church. And I was a Catholic. So I wanted for her to go to my church. And she ended up doing that. She was obedient. And after we went to my church, she asked me to go back the following Sunday, and I told her no, because I didn't like it. So she then invited me to her church, and I ended up going to her church, which she was the First Baptist Church up there. I did. I went. I started crying when I walked into that church.
Why?
I felt something was like different, like I got emotional, which is something that I didn't at her church, yeah, the First Baptist Church. Something that I didn't feel before, I felt at that moment.
Oh, the Spirit.
Yes, and I didn't understand what it was, but I got very emotional, which is something that it never happened to me at the Catholic Church. So then she invited me to watch a movie, which she was The Passion of the Christ.
Oh, at the church or?
After we went to that service.
Oh, at the movie or theater
At the church. We went to the church. I felt something, like different. I started crying.
Wow.
I did not know that it was the Holy Spirit working in me.
Yes.
And then we came out of the church. She noticed that something was happening in me. And then she says, Mary, I would like to invite you somewhere else. I would like for you to go, to go watch a movie with me. And I said, yes. So we went, I think it was like the day after. We went to watch that movie. And when I saw that movie, I gave my life to Christ.
Now, how old were you at that time?
I must have been probably 28, I would say. 27, 28,
okay. Yeah. And so you had been a Catholic, so you were familiar. See, I was not brought up that way, and I didn't even know what Easter was for. I thought it was Easter baskets and bunny rabbits or something. I had no idea what it was about. So as a Catholic, you were familiar with the things of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
But it sounds like you had not had a what they call an epiphany experience yet, or one where you get born again. Jesus said, make sure ye are born from above, for you're born once of the flesh, and you need to be born once of the Spirit in order to have eternal life. So you walk into this church, you've been a Catholic. Did you feel you were close to the Lord, or was it a perfunctory relationship, obligatory that you would sit on the pew and that was it?
Yes, I was just checking in every Sunday.
Checking in every Sunday, thinking you're doing what needed to be done, and in case there was favor from above, you'd be getting it because you were being obedient.
Yes.
Okay, so you walk into this First Baptist Church. Where's this church, by the way?
North Platte, Nebraska.
Oh, Nebraska. I don't know if I've ever been there. Wow, sounds cold.
It is cold. And it was like my nearest city. It was, two cities. Omaha, which was 4 hours from North Platte.
Yep.
Or Denver, Colorado, 4 hours. Like, it was like, I felt like I was in the middle of nowhere.
How does a girl from Puerto Rico end up in Nebraska, USA?
When I first came here, I was you know, to the mainland, to the States, I was 18. I was about to turn 19th, and I went to Missouri, St. Louis, because my brother was playing baseball there at a college, and I was able to move here, you know, and stay with him.
Mm-hmm.
And then in St. Louis, I got married. I had my daughter there when mm-hmm. she turned one. My husband at the time and me, we went to North Platte because of his job. He worked for the railroad, so he was relocated there. So that's how I ended up there.
What did you do for the railroad?
He was an operator.
Operator? Okay.
Yes. So we ended up going there, and little did I know that it was going to be the place where I had an encounter with the Lord.
Wow. So this friend of yours brings you to this First Baptist. And a new friend.
Yes.
And then afterwards, you stay at the church and you watch the movie, The Passion of Christ.
Yes.
Okay, so the movie starts. When does your heart become, touched by the motion picture?
Well, throughout the whole movie, I could not believe what Jesus did for me. Like when I saw... At the beginning of the movie, it showed when Jesus, like, he fails, and then his mother just goes after, you know, like, to protect him and to care for him. And she looked at Jesus, of course, as her son. And then I was already a mother. So I thought of, wow, if my daughter goes through anything, that'll hurt me. So at that moment, it touches me as a mother that I said, you know, she cares for him, and she's caring this person. She's taking care of somebody who is, I see him as her son in the movie, but she delivered this child to give his life for me. I saw that when I saw that clip there, you know, and then throughout the movie, just seeing him doing everything he did, how he was like abused and rejected and the whole time I'm thinking, he did that for me. Oh, he did that for me. I watched that movie, the whole movie that time. After that time, I have never been able to watch the entire movie like I did that first time. Like, I can watch a little bit here and a little bit there, but never again.
No, I own it, and I've never watched it and started. I don't think I've ever watched it twice now.
Yes.
It's too horrible.
Yes. But since the beginning of the movie, when he was little, and I realized that God came into the world, you know, became a kid, and wow, I mean, he went through everything that he went through, and as a mother again, like seeing his mother caring for him the way she did and how much it hurt her. I'm like thinking, wow, this woman just gave her son. I mean, she gave birth to this child, and he's going to be going through all of that he's going to go through because of me. That was it. That did it for me.
Wow. Yeah, talking about now. You've been through a lot since then. Did you get born again while watching the movie, or when did this happen?
Well, I received Christ in my heart. Right after that, I started reading the Bible, which is something that I've never did before.
Hmm.
I started reading the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
I started having a relationship with Christ. I moved back to Puerto Rico with my daughter. I separated from her, you know, her father, and I ended up going to Puerto Rico. In Puerto Rico, I was asked at a service. Then I went to the evangelical church, and I was asked at a service if I wanted to be baptized, and I got baptized there in Puerto Rico. So, like, I knew that I wanted to keep a relationship with Christ, and I never wanted to lose that.
So you made a public display.
I did.
Because, you know, it's amazing. A lot of things happen when people get baptized. One young lady was in here. She was deaf, and she said the Lord told her when she got baptized she was going to get her hearing back. Well, sure enough, they baptized her. She came up out of the water completely and utterly healed of her deafness, ended up marrying a young guy in town here. Now they're out in the Midwest somewhere. He's a pastor. So, you know, and I met another man whose back was broken, and he was healed. It's just amazing the stories you hear. So when you were baptized, did you sense anything, or have you, you know, was there a certain point where you felt a peace or a joy or something where you knew the switch had gone down, you know, because he said, make sure you're born from above.
I mean, I felt like I just, in full display, I told.
Yeah.
Everybody that was around me, and then my family who was not there, but I was able to say, I got baptized, even though they thought that I already got baptized when I was a baby.
Yeah, that doesn't count. That's
right.
The age of responsibility.
Right.
That's why the Jews have the bat mitzvah or the bar mitzvah, because it's the age of responsibility, yeah.
Yes.
Your parents are no longer guilty if you do a crime. And so, you have to make a decision as an adult. And so you did.
Yes.
So what happens next?
Well, after that, I came back here to the States.
Nebraska?
I came back. No, I didn't go back to Nebraska. I came to Florida.
So somewhere in the interim, you got divorced from your husband.
Yes, yes, yes,
and
I
Why, if you don't mind my asking, why didn't that work out? You didn't know the Lord?
No, he did not know the Lord.
And
I was not saved when we got married.
Yep.
He's still... Well, I would say a Catholic, but he doesn't practice Catholicism like I was. And the marriage did not work. We were just not doing the right thing. And what I mean by that is we decided to part ways because of I had an issue with my health at the time. Oh. I had two back surgeries.
Oh.
At that time, things were not working out. He's like demanding certain things from me. I was not able to do it. And I went through something earlier in my life where I was raped. And I told him before we got married. And then he used that all the time in the marriage, during the marriage.
How would he use that?
Like if I didn't do things that he wanted for me to do.
Like sexually?
In every way. Like everything.
So how would he use it against you? I don't understand.
Like he would use it against me because this is something that I never told to anybody.
Oh.
Yes. So he would like use it like, you know, to, how do you say, like when somebody wants you to do something and they threaten you.
Then he's going to tell everybody if you don't do this?
Right. Yeah. So I'm
how
like, you
evil.
Know what?
How
yes.
evil.
Yes.
That's evil.
Yes, that, live with
and
that.
He was not protecting you, and if he was not your protection, that he was not your covering, if he was not your covering, or relinquished those rights, then you were already divorced spiritually long before you were divorced physically.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
I bow my head to pray. I know you hear each word I say. Pouring out my heart to you like water.